KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. And starting off here in sports this morning, talking sports on the high school front. Of course, Wednesday is pretty calm evening for activities anyways, but weather would have gotten away anything that probably would have happened. And note here on the local front, though, Sean Burks will be the new activities director at Audubon High School starting in the 2019-20 school year. The board has approved his hiring at their recent meeting, and he says that it is something that he's been thinking about for a while. He'll be replacing Randy Spees, who's retiring. He has been the school's athletic director, activities director for 15 years, and Burks has been teaching at the Audubon Community School District since 2012. And he's also the head football coach and the head baseball coach there for the Wheelers, so he'll be now just stepping into that activities director role. In college basketball last night, game we had for you here on the radio in women's hoops, Megan Gustafson scored 32 points and added 12 rebounds as 18th-ranked Iowa beat 14th-ranked Rutgers 72-66, handing the Scarlet Knights their first Big Ten loss. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
Anytime you win against the number 14 team in the country, it's a big win. But, you know, they had come in with such confidence, won 10 in a row, won 7 in the Big Ten. They were 7-0 in the Big Ten. So this was a great win for us.
And Bluter says the Hawkeyes did a good job against the Rutgers defense.
You know, we scored more points against Rutgers than anyone has this entire year. We shot better than anybody has this entire year. So I'm really proud of our team and their offensive just ability to handle that pressure. And, you know, we only have 12 turnovers, which is pretty good.
And the win was the fourth straight for the Hawkeyes, who improved to 6-2 in the Big Ten. Second-ranked Baylor outscored Iowa State 25-12 in the third quarter in an 84-69 win over the 20th-ranked Cyclones in women's basketball last night. Senior Bridget Carlton scored 24 points in the opening half before being saddled with foul trouble. She finished with 28.
They were throwing different girls at me in that first half, but I think I could have been a little bit more aggressive, I think, in the third quarter especially. Just looking for my shot more, being more aggressive in transition. I think I didn't do so well in the third quarter.
Alexa Middleton chipped in with 18 points, but the Cyclones made only 7 of 25 from three-point range.
You know, we got to limit turnovers. Coach challenged me at halftime. I had 5 assists, but I had 5 turnovers, and we got to limit those. And then we came out in the third quarter, and we didn't defend well. We weren't, you know, we didn't do our game plan, a couple of trips down the court. And against a team like Baylor, you can't have a letdown in any place.
Iowa State falls to 4-3 in the Big 12.
You know, some things we can take away is we can't have let-ups. We can't, you know, forget what we're supposed to do on a certain screen and things like that. So just taking those plays away from this game and learning from them moving forward.
In men's college basketball, Nick McGlynn had 20 points and 10 rebounds, and Drake pulled away early in the second half for a 78-66 victory over Evansville last night. McGlynn collected his 5th 20-point game and 4th double-double of the season, as the Bulldogs are now 15-5 overall, 4-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They've won 3 of their last 4 games, improved to 9-1 at home. Aaron Cook had 17 points, and Sean Lloyd Jr. and Darius Bean each added 16 more as Southern Illinois beat UNI for the second time in 18 days, 70-62 in a Missouri Valley Conference contest. The victory snaps a 4-game losing streak for the Salukis, who had not won since their 58-51 win in Cedar Falls. A.J. Green hit a 3 with 3:43 left to get Northern Iowa within 3 at 53-50, but the Salukis pushed the advantage to 13 points before Green hit 2 threes in the final minute to get the final deficit to single digits. Southern Illinois is now 10-10 on the year. They shot 50% from the field, including 7-20 from downtown. Green hit 6-7 from distance and finished with 22 points for UNI. They're now 8-12 on the season overall, 3-4 in the Valley. Transition defense has been the focus as the 19th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes get set to host 6th-ranked Michigan State tonight in men's hoops. The Spartans hammered the Hawkeyes 90-68 back in early December.
They run on both makes and misses. A lot of times it's off your bad shots and turnovers. I mean, that's when they're particularly effective, but they will score right on top of your baskets.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes need to have good shot selection.
It's nothing complicated other than everybody runs as hard as they can every time, and they push it hard every time, and they're committed to it. So it's a credit to Coach Izzo and to the players to to consistently do that.
The Hawkeyes will be out to snap the Spartans' 20-game winning streak in Big Ten play. Iowa's 5-3 in the Big Ten, 16-3 overall. You can listen to that game tonight here on KJN. Pregame at 5, tip-off at 6 there from Carver Hawkeye. Top 25 action last night. The Tennessee Volunteers had to work overtime to avoid losing their first game since climbing to the top of the men's AP poll. Grant Williams delivered a go-ahead three-point play with 31.6 seconds left in overtime as the Vols held off Vanderbilt 88-83. Williams poured in a career-high 41 points for Tennessee, which is 17-1 overall, 6-0 in the SEC following their 13th straight victory. And Williams went a career-best 23 of 23 at the free-throw line. He scored Tennessee's first 10 points of overtime. Jordan Caroline scored 26 points, and Eric Musselman notched his 100th victory as a college coach in 7th-ranked Nevada's 160 pounding of Colorado State. Marcus Howard scored 12 of his 23 points in the final 6 minutes, and Sam Hauser added 19 as 12th-ranked Marquette held off DePaul 79-69. Armani Brooks scored 17 points, and 17th-ranked Houston drained 16 threes on their way to a 94-50 romp over East Carolina. And Tremont Waters scored a season-high 26 points for number 25 LSU as they picked up an 8th straight win by downing Georgia 92-82. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.